delivery of 2.5 and 5-gallon glass, as well as 5-gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley Water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots, to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you've got options to help your healing and get back in action.
I'm Dr. Jason McConnell, and we know that many injuries don't require surgery. By setting the right action plan, we can help athletes of all ages to work through and recover from injuries. That's incredibly rewarding. Dr. Rawls, Dr. Nick Souter, and I will provide quality care in an expedient fashion.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
And we welcome you back to Bomber Gymnasium here on Class Kids 101.7, KCTT, Yelva Mountain Home, and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. I tell you what, second night, what a crowd.
It's been awesome. The term has been awesome. Games have been good. It's been fun. One more day. You always hope to see this tournament come to end. I know a lot of people put a whole lot of work into this thing, and you know, they're ready for it to come to an end for sure, but then we'll be on break. We'll have a better week, 10-day break, Matt. Then we host conference play kicks off.
Right after this as Harrison comes to town on January 7th.
You know that's going to be a big crowd actually for both sides.
Oh, yeah. It was a fun one for sure. Be a good way to kick off the conference season. But, man, this turn has been awesome. This is going to be a tough game. This is a kind of a game to get back against the Greene County Tech team who gave us problems over there in Paragould when you were over there.
Yeah, you bet. You know, with that Harrison game, kind of wishing McGee Harris was back after.
That's right.
So we're getting ready to have the opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass. And Tyler Podwalski jumping center. Who we got jumping for?
Looks like it's Oswald. Okay. For Greene County Tech.
They've actually got names on the back of their jerseys.
That's going to make it nice for me. Oswald's going to tip the ball. It's going to go deep into Mount Home territory as Blaine Tate is going to come away with it. The ball is going to be possessed by Greene County Tech. He's going to try to throw it off of Blaine Tate. He's going to get it, but then lose it out of bounds. Yeah, they're trying to figure out who possessed the ball, but Greene possessed the ball throwing it out of bounds, but they're going to say it's not. Ball is going to be back quickly for Greene County Tech as the left three is going to be put up by Kinsella. It's going to be no good. Rebound's going to come away from Mountain Home as Blaine Tate's going to walk it across. Greene County Tech going to be in a man-to-man. Tate, backdoor pass, court, two, It's good. Mount Holmes is going to start this game off. Nice passing catch. Blaine Tate to Jackson Court.
The perfect example of movement without the ball to beat your defender and get in for that layup.
Oswald's going to get to the lane. He's going to put the shot up. It's too hard. He's going to tap out his own rebound as it comes to Scott. He's going to give it back to Oswald. Oswald's going to dribble up. Left wing, three on its way. It is no good. There's going to be a foul on the rebound as Morton and Jackson Court got tangled up. Mountain Home's first foul, first team foul of this opening quarter. Yeah, so now they've got this set up. They're saying it's going to be white ball on the arrow off the tip. Green County Tech caught the ball. They tried to throw it off of Mountain Home's leg. That's why he's saying he possessed it. Ball's going to be triggered inbounds to Harris. Harris is going to get to Scott. Scott, left wing. He's going to pass it to Cancilla. Three's no good. Podglowski away with it from Mountain Home. Tate, quickly the other way. Force the issue. Layup up and good. Blade Tate with an early rebound as the ball gets knocked away, and we got a timeout. Coach Gio's seen enough. They're going to call a quick timeout. It's going to be a 30-second. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Mountain Home with a quick start. Sorry, Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just saying back at Bomber Gymnasium. I like the way that started with back-to-back layups for the Bombers.
Yeah, Mountain Home just getting up and down the court quickly. Got a good student section here tonight as well. Harris going to bring it across. He's going to get it out in the left wing to Morton. Green County Tech's going to – they love this play where they drive out of bounds and kick it back. Ball's going to finally make its way left side to Harris. He's going to put up the three. It is going to be good. They're going to cut into this lead 4-3. Full court man press from Green County Tech. Ryder McClain beats it as he's got Cancilla on him. Jackson Court going to catch it. He's going to think about the three. Maybe should have pulled it as he turns the ball over as he walks and drug his feet trying to drive around his man. Green County Tech's going to trigger the inbounds. Ball's going to be brought up by Harris. Harris is going to try to pass it. The ball's going to be stolen by Blaine Tate. Tate back quickly with it from Mountain Home. Kick, top of the key. Court on its way. He's going to take contact as Morton is going to foul Jackson Court. Jeff Gill is not very happy about that call. He's not happy with his player on that foul.
That's just the one thing probably the cardinal sin in basketball to foul someone on a three.
I agree. Corp's going to go to the line for three free throws. His first one is up. It is no good. Morton's coming out. Still getting chewed on by Coach Gio over there. Second free throw on its way. No good.
Well, it's not paying off for Mount Hall, but the thing is about the fouling is threes are not high percent shots at all.
No. No. Carson McDaniel is going to replace Morton. Still getting chewed on the bench over there. Second, third free throw is finally up. Good for Corp. Mountain Home 5-3 lead. 6 minutes left here in this opening quarter. McDaniel's going to get it to Harris. Harris swings it over to Cancilla. They're going to try to get the ball down low to Oswald. Oswald, nice spin move. He's going to go up, put it in for two. We have a tie ball game at five. Ball inbounded to Tatus. He's going to take the, I don't say man pressure, just enough to kind of show me pressure as he gets across the timeline. Tate's going to put the offense into motion for Mountain Home. Start a little weave action up top with Ryder McClain. He's going to take a screen from Corp, and he's going to blow past his man. Left-hand layup, Ryder McClain puts two on the board. His first 2 points of the night, giving Mountain Home a 7-5 lead.
Okay, good job by Ryder McClain to recognize that he had a lane and to be able to get by his defender.
Oswald has it down low. Tries to draw contact from Corp. Corp did a good job straight up. missed the shot. Court comes away with it. Podlowski, Court, top of the key, three. No good. Podlowski follows it with offensive rebound. Kicks it back out top to Gilbert. Gilbert has it on the right wing. He's going to take the screen from Podlowski. Swing it to the other side as Tate has it on the left wing. Takes the screen from Court. Top of the key. Podlowski, three. No good. Ball's going to rattle around. Jackson Court comes away with the offensive rebound. Mount Home with a fresh 35, but Tate's going to step into a three. No good. Finally, Oswalt's going to pull away the rebound for Green County Tech. Green County Tech back quickly with it. Shot's going to be put up by McDaniel. No good. Ryder McClain going to come away with the rebound from Mountain Home.
I've already got a 7-1 rebounding advance from Mountain Home.
Yeah, we've done a great job on the boards. Tate, left wing, McClain, three. On his way, rolls around. No good. Rebound comes to McDaniel. The pace of this game is rabid right now. Back and forth.
For both teams.
Yes. Scott has it right wing. Trying to get Oswalt down low. Oswalt, reverse layup. He's good. Give us a tie, second tie of the night. 7-7. Oswalt kind of having his way with Mountain Home down low.
Well, he's the one that gave us a lot of trouble last time we played.
Well, yeah, you were there. I didn't see that. But Gilbert's going to take it. Left wing, three on the way. Rolls around. No good. Rebound comes to Cancilla. Cancilla kicks ahead to McDaniel. Ball works its way in the corner. Finally back to McDaniel in the post. He does a nice little spin move. He puts up two, giving Green County Tech the lead 9-7.
Their first lead of the night.
Tate's going to take matters into his own hands. He drives it quickly to the lane. Ball's finally going to make it to Jackson Corp up top. Three on its way. No good. Tate going in for the rebound. They're going to say he was fouled. Foul's going to be charged to Kaysen Scott. It's going to be his first, team's second here in this opening quarter with 3:21 left. Ball's going to be sent in by my Mountain Home. High pass up to Podlowski. Podlowski finally makes its way up to McClain. McClain going to go up for a shot, and he's going to get undercut by Cancilla. They're going to get Cancilla the foul. Ryder McClain is going to go to the line where he's going to shoot two.
Jeff Gill arguing for a charging call on that. It's not an argument. He's definitely not going to win, I don't think. Because I don't think his man was in position.
Pretty sure Gio would argue that the sky's not blue.
I wasn't going to say anything.
He's a good coach. I like him. He does a good job. He's done a great job at Green County Tech. He's the first three throws up at Ryder McClain. He is fun to listen to on the sideline, to be honest with you. Second free throw, no good. Rebound comes down to Harris. Him and his wife sit on the bench. Gio does. They do a good job at Green Bay Tech, but, man, they're fun to listen to. Ball's going to make its way down low to Morton, who checked in for Oswalt during that break. Ball finally comes to Harris. He's going to drive down the middle of the lane. It's going to be no good. Green Bay Tech fighting for the rebound. It's going to end up in the hands of Morton. He's going to put it away for two. 11-8, Green County Tech with a three-point lead. Gilbert bringing the ball across the timeline. Weave motion with Tate up at the top of the key. Tate, Podlowski in the corner. Podlowski drives. Court, three, on its way, short, no good. Rhett Gilbert going to fight for the rebound. Looks like we're going to call a jump ball here as Rhett Gilbert comes in. It's going to be Mountain Home's ball on the alternating possession. Garish and Boozer are going to check in for Green County Tech. They're replacing Scott and Harris. Mountain Home still yet to sub in this game. 2:23 left. Mountain Home trailing 11-8. Ball triggered into McClain. McClain, floater, top of the key, no good. Rebound comes to Garish. Garish up ahead quickly to McDaniel. Boozer has it, looking, try to get it down low. Not there, ball swung to the left corner. Finally, it makes it in the way, the hands down low to Morton. He misses his first shot, gets his own rebound, puts it up again. Green County Tech with a 13-8 lead. Mountain Home's going to call timeout. 13-8 with 2:02 left in this opening quarter. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Mountain Home trailing 13-8 as a concerted effort is being made by Green County Tech to get the ball down low. Morton and Oswald have done the damage against Mountain Home. Mountain Home pretty cold from the three-point line as they've yet to hit a three. Had some really good looks. They're going to trigger the ball inbounds. Tate's going to be hounded going at the four by Garris. No call as he gets the ball across. Tate going to set up the offense. 1:49 left here in this opening quarter. McClain, top of the key court. They're looking to try to get inside now. Mountain Home is. The ball makes it to Blaine Tate. Is he going to dribble it back up top of the key? High post, Podwalski. Podwalski hands off to Tate. Tate, fall away from 10 foot, no good. Podwalski pulls away the offensive rebound. Gets it back to Tate, left corner, no good. McClain, offensive rebound, no good. Podwalski comes away with the rebound. Mountain Home on his fifth try this possession. Forbes going to drive the lane. Have the ball knocked away. Finally, they're going to call a foul on Carson McDaniel. So, team's fourth. Now, I'm going to inbound the ball under the goal. As Cancilla is going to be replaced by Scott.
You know, one thing I did, and this is something else I noticed about Green County Tech, they sub a lot. And so, you know, they keep fresh legs.
Yeah. Mountain Home, not so much. McClain. Going to put the ball up. It's no good. Oswald, who checked in that last one, going to get the rebound for Green County Tech. He's going to drive, kicked it, left corner, Harris. Harris going to try to throw it down low and feed McDaniel. Pass is going to be wide of him, and it's going to sail out of bounds as Green County Tech has a turnover. Morton quickly going to replace McDaniel. Cancilla right back in, replacing Harris.
Yep.
It's a revolving door. That's where
it really is.
Mountain Home setting up the man press break as we get under a minute left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home trailing 13-8. Court, backdoor pass, McClain. McClain's going to take the foul, and he's going to finish. They're going to get Cancilla with the foul, who just checked in. McClain's going to finish, go to the line as Cancilla picks up his second foul here in this early first quarter, and just like that.
Yeah.
Harris, who was out for 2 seconds, replaces Garish.
You know, to be able to get that pass to McClain, you kind of thread the needle. It looked like a tough pass, just perfectly thrown.
McClain misses the free throw. He's 1-for-3 from the line as Garish pulls it away for Green County Tech. Scott gives it to Oswald. Right wing, he's going one-on-one. Spin moves around Blaine Tate. He gets Jackson Corp up in the air. Court comes down, Oswald takes the harm, finishes, and goes to the line, and they're getting Jackson Corp with his second foul.
Good job by Oswald to get his defender off his feet.
Yep. Yeah, really good job. He got around Blaine Tate, who did a good job on the initial defense. Took the foul as Drew McGee going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Jackson Corp. Oswald's free throw is up, is no good. Ryder McClain pulls down the rebound. 15-10. Mountain Home can't hold for the last shot here. As Gilbert has it up top. He's going to get it to McClain. Blaine Tate's going to come get it. So we got 7 seconds. Blaine sets the offense in motion. He's going to drive. Rhett. Pull up, 10-footer, no good, rattles around. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and that's the way the quarter's going to end. Mountain Home trailing 15-10, Green County Tech against the Green County Tech Eagles. You're listening to the Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
Hey, friend.